This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You'll be happy to know we are here to figure it out. DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner has joined us. The thought for the day today, peace, requires us to surrender our illusions of control. And that's interesting as we can apply it to Mr. Xi or to Putin or to the people in Iran, the Ayatollah, or maybe even to ourselves or anybody. If you think you have to be in control, that means you want to manage everything. Do you know anybody who manages or tries to manage everything who has a peaceful, nice life?
Hi. Nice to meet you. I can tell you, you guys do.
Yeah, there it is. All right, there's Jennifer Horn, who is interested, perhaps as we all are, at the judge's decree that the vaccine mandate for federal contractors is kaputsky. Or is it, did he throw it out, or is it just under review, or what happens?
It's going to be reviewed more.
Yeah, I don't think that this is going to go anywhere. I think that the losses are now stacking
you mean
up.
The mandate or the judges halting the mandate, which isn't
mandate.
Going to go anywhere.
The mandate is not going anywhere. There are multiple challenges to this, and each one seems to be getting traction for the other side against the administration. So the latest is this judge in Georgia who put a temporary halt on the mandate for federal contractors. So remember, you've already got the challenge that OSHA is going to be requiring this for private business. That's really been struck down. That I can't imagine going anywhere. The U.S. District Judge is Stan Baker, and he is the latest to deliver a setback to halt the mandate against 780,000 people have been affected by the pandemic, but the hundreds of thousands of federal workers who, even if they just have a contract working from home, were supposed to be able to supposed to be required to have a vaccine. So I don't, it's hard to figure that the government's going to be able to do this. Now, certain contract workers, maybe if it's built into their future contracts, you'd have more of an argument. The problem is that many contracts are already in place, and the government doesn't have the right to change up the terms of
employment. Can't change them.
So,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. All right, so this, when Jennifer's here, a lot of times we talk about things going on in California, because as California goes, hopefully, so doesn't the nation. Here's this mother who got her children vaccinated in exchange for a pizza. Or are they doing that? I guess
no,
it's being done at school. Yeah, that's being
done. Yeah, that's not quite the story yet. Nope, there was a woman.
It's an interesting idea, though, isn't it? Think about it as a parent.
Well, I mean, how many?
Get that job, mommy, but here's a piece of pizza.
Yeah, right. It's not how it went with quite how it went. The woman, the mother, has come out and she's ticked because she says that her son, who's 13, he's a student at Barack Obama Global Prep Academy in South Los Angeles, brought home a vaccine card, and she had not authorized him getting the vaccine. And so apparently there was this push at school that if you got the COVID vaccine, you would get a piece of pizza. And she said that her son agreed to that deal to get the pizza for the vaccine. And so I guess the lady that gave him the pizza and gave him the vax card said, don't say anything. I don't want to get in trouble. Now, according to the LA Unified School District, you have to have a vaccine to go to school at certain age, in certain age categories. But there are a lot of parents who come January will be making the decision, do we want to get the vaccine or do we want to pursue independent study? There are probably over 100,000 parents who are going to make that decision. But what parents want to be able to do is sign off when their kids get vaccinated. And so she's raising a whole lot of you-know-what, because she says that the LA Unified just had this woman giving vaccines there and that they were doing this deal with her son without even getting her consent. So
that is so dirty.
It's pretty gross, right?
That makes me so mad.
You want the pizza,
dirty.
Mac?
Like,
no. You avoid the people giving candy in my bands. Right.
Mm-hmm. So Jen Psaki apparently got testy during her usual press conference yesterday, sarcastic maybe is the way I'd read into it. She was being pressed on the hurdles of Americans getting rapid tests at home. They're available more, but some people are paying. Didn't we talk earlier about some people paying $65 in order to keep their job, $65
well,
a week?
Those are the ones in the LA County who have to get tested twice a week, and they have to buy the test through one particular company.
So the reporter wanted to know why they weren't free. Well, they're not free because somebody's paying for them, and that's the taxpayer. So that's, you know, the typical sort of edge that, oh, let's have it free. It's not free. Somebody's paying for it. It's like free college. It's not free. Free medical care. It's not free. Somebody's paying for it. So what is she got an attitude, or what's her story, Saki?
What's this question, though? I don't get it.
Why not just make what? The question is.
So this was actually an exchange with NPR, so it's not even, it's like somebody on, definitely on Saki's side of the aisle, but NPR asked why the United States wasn't emulating other countries like the United Kingdom, which sends packages of rapid tests to anyone who asks for them. And she first suggested that the test, and this was not right, by the way, that the tests used in other countries might not work. So that was a little dangerous that she said that. And then she boasted that the U.S. had gotten some retailers to lower the costs and would require private insurance companies to start reimbursing clients to buy rapid tests. So many people said, because the problem is that when she delivers these messages, a lot of times she's very dismissive in her style. And so I think it's the fact that she answered the question with the tone that she did, and then admitted that they spent so much money on the vaccine, but that they're not willing to spend the money on the test, seemed to rub people the wrong way. Because
yeah.
her excuse was, well, this costs a lot of money, which is truth, right? That's veiled in truth. These tests do cost a lot of money. But for an administration who spent a lot to get people vaccinated to roll these out, wouldn't the testing be a component of that? And so more than anything, I think it's the tone. And this is something I've been talking about. I think Victoria and I have talked about this for a while. The tone that Jen Psaki takes, whether she's circling back, which she used to say all the time and wouldn't provide a lot of information, she went away from that because people were calling her out on that. And now she kind of dismisses and laughs at people and when they ask a tough question of her. And it just, it's not, I don't think it plays very well, even with favorable media. So
she's snarky.
Well, Haley, what's her name? The last one, Press Barbie, she was pretty snarky too. So this is not unique
question,
to Jen Psaki.
She answered the question, and this is the thing, and again, this is just an observation from someone who, like, you know, studied journalism and public relations, to take it from that perspective.
That would be you. Yeah.
That was my degree, and so whatever. But in public relations, you have to give an answer, whether people like that answer or not, and you need to deliver it in a straightforward way. Now, yeah, there's always going to be snark because you're always going to have news media that's coming at you, so I don't necessarily take that issue with Jen Psaki, but you have to answer the question. And one thing that Kaylee did, people would laugh at her, is that she had that binder which she'd flip through constantly, and she'd be, you know, she'd power through on all kinds of issues. It would almost be like people would test her, and she'd be able to give an answer. Now, people may not like the answer. People may not think it was a good answer, but at least you get an answer. And I think where Jen Psaki misses the boat is that she does a lot of, like, just responses to people's attitude in their question, and doesn't give a lot of information. I think that's what gets her more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Who needs that? Okay, a couple of books in the news today. Chris Cuomo's book, well, former book, it had been written. HarperCollins is going to publish it, but now it's no.
I'm surprised that he's been taken down so significantly.
Why?
He
deserves it. He deserves it, though. I mean, I also think, like, the narrative that, like, only people who are write conservative books get canceled by publishers, I think this is a really good example that publishers are looking at a bigger picture.
But why would you cancel this? Yeah. Why? So the guys, had sexual harassment, but he's got some thoughts and people might want to buy it. So maybe you go find somebody else to publish the book. I don't think
maybe
you should
he
be
will,
taking his voice
but I'm
away
just saying,
from him.
Well, okay, well, I'm sure, but I'm just saying maybe he will, maybe he won't. But this whole book is about, like, you know, the untruths of the Trump administration.
Deep denial.
It's just, yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, dude, you were also in deep denial.
Right.
Who's going to buy
not
this
credible,
book?
I suppose, but
maybe.
I don't know. He lost his Sirius show? Like, what's the point of losing your Sirius show? I don't know.
Well, he quit that.
I think he made that decision.
He quit that, yeah.
I think
yeah.
that's a dumb decision.
Maybe. Well,
I don't
well,
know where else he gets a job.
Yeah. Well, he's a lawyer, so he'll get a job somewhere. He and his brother can start a law firm together. And they can help people that have been accused of sexual predation. Is that a word, predation? It's a pretty good word. I like that. Speaking of books, I see that your governor there in California is on a book tour. Good for him. He's got a lot to say. I'm sure many people like to read his book.
Yeah, people are really ticked that he's leaving the state when crime is so bad now.
He's a jerk.
And
what? Who says it's okay to be the current governor and on a book tour? I mean, Chris Christie did that to New Jersey all the time. He never was in the state for two whole terms. And everyone was like, what the hell are you doing? Be the governor. Like, stop.
Yeah.
You don't need to be at Barnes & Noble. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ugh. It's unfortunate that they don't But, oh, no, he wrote the book on leadership. Remember, he was touted
as
the leader.
Right, but I don't think it got published, though, right? Because he got busted before it came out.
I don't know. All I know is that I think the book came, I don't know. I feel like he was writing the book while he was shoving people into nursing homes.
Yeah.
All right. Jamal Khashoggi's murderer was arrested in Paris yesterday. And
is one of the people suspected to have been in the room with the chop.
So who's after him? Is it Interpol? But who's after? It's certainly the Saudis aren't after him because they're the ones that did this. So who's after him?
Turkey, I think, has been after him. The U.S. has been after him, or after them, I should say.
Yeah.
Because Saudi Arabia, you know. It was a joke for them to say, oh, well, we had nothing to do with it. And then it turns out that it went all the way up to Mohammed bin Salman.
Right.
So he gave the order. And then when they sentenced, they quote-unquote sentenced people.
They're our friends. We have to help our friends. Yeah, fly those planes into the World Trade Center. They're our friends. Yeah, right. Okay. So, we've brought you up to date on a few exciting things.
The Saudis are like UFO. Every president promises to do something about it and then never does.
Never does, exactly. Yes. 18 past the hour.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay with the trending items. Interesting, there's an interesting thing floating around about Brooke Shields and what she has to say about Barbara Walters, which you will be interested to hear about right after this.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
All right, so Jay, what's the dirt? You know how I have Doug's dirt, Jay's dirt here with regard to Barbara Wawa and Brooke Shields when she was a kid.
Yeah, this is pretty astounding. Brooke Shields is revisiting her then modeling days with Calvin Klein when she was 15 years old, that famous line where you want to know what comes between me and my Calvins? Nothing. Mm-hmm. And she was 15, the media blew it out of proportion. Super over-sexualizing her. So she's talking about that on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast. And she specifically mentioned, after the backlash, she did a lot of interviews, including one with Barbara Walters, who then asked Brooke Shields a series of intimate and invasive questions about her sexual history at 15 years old.
Yeah.
And the thing is, all of the backlash that happened around this campaign... Well, Calvin Klein, they learned that sex sells, and it actually made the whole campaign more popular. Really? They had their big underwear ads that were astounding, and they were bringing in so much money, but the fact remains that Brooke Shields was 15 years old at this time, not only being sexualized by the public, but by the media, and pretty much being slut-shamed for just appearing in an ad.
Well, Barbara Wawa is a piece of trash,
And I remember
that's
going
for
to
sure.
one of
the I have
Washington,
friends who worked for her. She is a nightmare.
Yeah,
nightmare.
Yeah. But she takes herself like so seriously. So here's this story. I went to the Washington Correspondents' Dinner 4 or 5 years in a row. And it's in that big Hilton Hotel in Washington, and everybody who's anybody was there. And so I was bringing the lady that I was dating at the time downstairs to go to the bathroom. And so she's lining up in queue at the ladies' room because it was not a big thing, and everybody, I mean, it was not a big room, and people were waiting to get in. So Barbara Walters comes along and says, I have to go. So you have to, she pushed, the bottom line, she pushed my friend out of the line, pushed her out of the line so she could get in the ladies' room first to take a pee or whatever it was she had to do. Probably more a number two, knowing her, because she's full of it. Anyway, so that's my Barbara Walters story. No, I have no use for Barbara Walters. But so, man, isn't it funny how we make our minds based on things like that? All right, Mandy Moore honoring her father. What's the scoop?
Yeah, her dad, Captain Don, a pilot with American Airlines, retired. He was with the company for 42 years. It was a mandatory retirement because he hit the age of 65. That's when they all have to say goodbye to their careers.
They have to change that. That's ridiculous, too. There's a lot of good pilots in there. Should be able to go to 70 or whenever they pass the physical. Anyway,
yeah, as long as they're passing the test and can do it, why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, Mandy Moore was just gushing on her dad and just saying how proud she was of him in her posts.
Yeah. I wonder what he flew. I'd be interested to know more about what planes he was flying and where he went to. That's, you know, I always interested in that when it comes to pilots and flying and stuff. But no, it is extraordinary when somebody has been flying for that long for the same airline. So good for her. It's 28 after. This is the DJV program.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house. Country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hear that? The holiday clock is ticking, meaning it's time to head to Ulta Beauty to get more names checked off your list. Because let's be honest, time is running out. But you have us on your side, and we have more of everything on your list. More fragrances, more palettes, more gift sets, and more deals on beauty than ever before. So what are you waiting for? Add those last-minute gifts to your basket and celebrate crossing more off your list. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia masses troops on the Ukrainian border, a video conference call between Presidents Biden and Putin started a dialogue. President Biden from Russia State Media.
Good to see you again. Last time we didn't get to see one another at the G20. I hope next time we meet, we do it in person.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Gas is not currently flowing through the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which means that it's not operating. It is a leverage for the West, because if Vladimir Putin wants to see gas flow through that pipeline, he may not want to take the risk of invading Ukraine.
It should be noted the media was barred from the meeting and the White House is not releasing a transcript. Olaf Scholz was voted in as Germany's new chancellor on Wednesday, bringing an end to Angela Merkel's 4 terms at the helm of Europe's largest economy. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
As Russia continues to build up forces on the Ukrainian border, retired Major General James Marks tells CNN his assessment of the buildup.
Here it gives you an idea of where we are, and certainly Crimea, which was lost in 2014. This is what we're seeing right now. These areas right here contain about 175,000 troops. Again, reference of Crimea. What's taking place right now is in this particular area. This is a tremendous buildup of forces and logistics capabilities. What this type of imagery indicates is these are staging areas, these are logistics capabilities, and then probably more importantly, this piece of imagery, when you look at this capability up here, and then you look at open areas in here, this is where logistics, where refueling and capabilities that would allow maneuver forces to achieve mobility in the offensive. So you see imagery like this, and there's reason to be concerned. This is what we're looking at now. From the previous graphic, when we saw the buildup of forces here, what this tells you from a military perspective, the area of interest for Putin is this area in here. It gives him an opportunity to achieve some significant maneuver capabilities to cut this off. What you wouldn't anticipate would be military operations that would go all the way to Kiev right now.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
News notes in this half hour of the DJV program. We're all about the news, the events of the day, what's happening in your life, infected by what's happening in my life and our life. And we talk about all of those things here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner, the Jimmy Fallon team. Now, interesting. Apparently, Jimmy has always wanted to have some time to record and then have a song become a hit on the radio. I did not know that. Did you know that he kind of wanted to make a hit single? He wanted to be a musician?
It makes sense. He sings all the time in his skits, and he sings as himself. He does impressions. Totally makes sense.
He's got a new holiday song called It Was a Masked Christmas. Ariana Grande is in it with him, and Megan Thee Stallion. So let's listen to some of it and see what we think.
Getting booster shots.
This is Ariana.
Yeah.
Wait, hold tight while you're getting a shot?
Or because you have the chills afterwards and you can't get warm.
Like you do right now,
like
right?
Like me right now.
Jay had her booster shot yesterday, and she's suffering because of it. But in about 8 hours, you'll be fine. So who wrote this song? He wrote it? She
wrote
it? Who
wrote
this?
Jimmy wrote it. Yeah.
Yeah? Hmm. Well, how's it doing? I think it's being played a lot on the radio. I actually heard it yesterday on the on the Christmas station here. We have two of them, one in Worcester, one in Boston. And they're okay. I want to hear some newer stuff mixed in with the older stuff. Don't you ladies want to have some newer
absolutely.
Music?
Yeah. There's not enough Christmas variety.
No, that's for sure. So how does Megan Thee Stallion fit into this?
She's got a rap part.
Have we heard it? Bang it up.
On the couch. This year, hang that mistletoe. I'ma kiss everybody that I know. This year's different, you can tell. Take those towels and take old bills.
Not bad.
Real on everything. Turkey, egg, now candy cane.
So is Fallon friends with these? I mean, these people have probably been guests on the Tonight Show, I'm going to guess, right?
Yep, and Ariana and the rest of the voice coaches are the first episode of Jimmy's new game show called That's My Jam.
Oh, I didn't know I had a new game show. When's that on?
It's premiering January 3rd, but the first episode has already been put out as like a teaser, and it's so fun. It's a music trivia show, and everyone sings. It's really good.
Is it like the one that Jamie Foxx does? That's a pretty good show, too.
Is that Beat Shazam?
Beat Shazam.
That's the one where they have to say what they hear a little bit of the song, and they have to say what the title and the artist is before
correct.
Shazam.
Jimmy's has different things, like different challenges. They take the lyrics of one song, and you have to sing it to the beat of another, and it's really, really fun. Yeah, and then Kelly Clarkson and Ariana are breaking the internet because they did a medley where they have to sing against each other, singing pop songs from pop divas, and it's fantastic. Ariana does a lot of impressions. She does Cher, she does Celine Dion, she does Mariah Carey, she does everybody. It's really fun.
Yeah, okay, it does sound like fun. There's a lot of people, you know, stealing things from other people, but, you know, some of the shows are good and some of them are eh. But that's good. Nice to hear. That was a good song. I like that, frankly. Jamie Spears says that he wants nothing to do with his daughter. She's... Poor thing is trying to ruin his reputation.
Yeah, she and her new team, they are just gunning for Jamie, apparently. Dear diary, poor guy.
Poor Jamie.
Poor guy.
Yeah, right. Shame on. All right, let's have some food news. You ready? Today's National Brownie Day. Did you all know that? I love brownies. I'm a brownie, but with some ice cream, I'd have a brownie every night if I could. They're new gluten-free brownies. That make it more, it's easier for me, more possible to have a brownie every night with some of my Eastleigh Farm ice cream, especially like cherry vanilla on top of a brownie. Yum. Good stuff. Okay, so this all was started at the Palmer House, and that's one of the great old hotel names. There aren't too many of them left. Do they even have any? There was one in New York. I don't remember if it's still there or not, but they were great hotels. Anyway, Bertha Palmer, who is a prominent socialite in Chicago, her husband owned the hotels in the hotel chain, asked a pastry chef in 1893 for a dessert suitable for a ladies gathering at the Chicago World Columbian Exposition. She wanted a cake-like delicacy, small enough to be included in a boxed lunch. So the result was the Palmer House brownie had walnuts in it, and an apricot glaze. Now, that sounds pretty doggone good to me. The modern Palmer House Hotel serves a dessert that's pretty much the same recipe. In 1907, the brownie was well established in a recognizable form. Do they have to be square in order to be a brownie? As a youngster, I used to make brownies myself because I liked them so much. And on an old aluminum tin. I can remember that tin was beat up like you wouldn't believe. But I would make... I'd put all the ingredients together, and butter and milk and stuff, whatever the mix was, and bake it. And sometimes they were a little sloppy, but they were just yummy. You ever make brownies? Come on, the two of you must have made
brownies. Sure, all the time.
At some point in time. Yeah. So,
I make a really good trip to the store for brownies.
Yeah.
there's really good gluten-free mixes now.
Yeah.
It used to be kind of dicey, but the gluten-free brownie mixes that you can buy now are really good. You wouldn't even know the difference.
Okay, so now on National Brownie Day, we celebrate by taking a bite out of the world's largest cannabis edible. The largest edible brownie.
Now, this is a brownie I'd like to try. If only I knew someone with a dispensary connection.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, this brownie is going to be sold and distributed to in pieces to medical patients in Massachusetts.
Oh, there you go.
Like, right, a hospital for Victoria.
Uh-huh. Right, Senator. So they use 1,344 eggs to make this, 81 pounds of flour, lots of sugar, and the usual, as you can imagine.
The picture is hilarious. Plus, it's huge.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. A big cannabis brownie, the world's largest one ever made. It's so big the brownie would be sold, as you said, in pieces. And so it's yum, yum, if that's what you like, yum, yum. All right. Here's something from the Strange Bedfellows Department. This is something that I find troubling because I like peanut butter. But now this comes out of the same page as almond nut milk or coconut nut milk or that other stuff, whatever it is that comes out of a plant. It's not milk unless it comes out of a mammary gland, period, end of story. But here, is right. Is that for mammary gland or
for
the
hormone? Yes, that's so gross.
What, mammary glands?
Wait, did you say you have a problem with almond butter?
Ah, he has a problem with anything that's... Yeah.
Nut butter.
It's still nut butter.
No.
Doug, you've been saying peanut butter your entire life, and you're fine with that, so I don't want to hear it.
Well.
I'm so over this argument. Like, no. Yeah.
So here's the newest member of this phony baloney milk and butter clan. It's called plant butter. Dairy farmers are upset about this, as well they ought to be. This reminds me of the old margarine. When margarine, we found out margarine was around.
This stuff is gross, too.
Margarine is plastic.
I get it. If you're a vegan, I get it. You don't want anything from an animal, so like you need plant-based butter. But still, ugh.
Yeah. Oh, the soy-free Earth Balance, though? That's good.
Yeah,
what's in it?
I don't know, but it's soy-free.
It's all chemicals.
I'm good with it.
No, it's going to be some kind of vegetable. I love you, Jay.
No,
but it's all chemically processed.
Yeah, it's all right.
But it's like canola oil that's been super processed. It's all really bad for you. There's nothing good and healthy. Yeah.
Oil. No, well, that's the same thing with the almond milk. There's nothing healthy about that.
Well, almond milk, if you buy unsweetened almond milk where the only ingredients are just crushed almonds, that's actually good for you. There's nothing wrong with it. But the problem is that so many of these non-dairy alternatives, or dairy alternatives, I should say, so many of these types of drink concoctions have so much junk in them.
Sugar.
More sugar
don't get
and salt
the
and
stuff.
Because nobody would eat it. They wouldn't eat it if it wasn't
taste terrible. The sodium content is really high. It's just so unhealthy.
Yeah. You guys have horrible taste buds.
I like Milkadamia. I use that. But it's just Milkadamia nuts. Macadamia nuts. That's
My
it.
Cows have got an upset stomach just
macadamia
hearing that.
Nuts are good. Milkadamia. It's kind of unsweetened.
Unsweetened Milkadamia is delicious.
So let's move on. Kentucky Fried Chicken has brought back fried chicken.
Is this the health
section?
Are we in the health food section here?
Not at Kentucky Fried Chicken, we are. No.
Well, with all the processed other stuff, we're not either.
Let's see what you think about this. This is an enhanced, extra crispy, scented piece of chicken. It's scented like it's, It smells like a holiday log, like you burn in your fireplace. Who would want to eat that?
Oh, wait, no, this is the log.
Wait,
isn't this the holiday log?
It smells like fried chicken when you burn it.
It's disgusting.
Oh, you don't eat it?
No, you put it in your fireplace and it makes your whole house smell like fried chicken.
It's disgusting. No, it's actually pretty cool.
Phil says it's cool.
My sister
Come
gave
on,
me
Phil's
one.
Phil's got
I loved
no
it.
Taste anyway. He's,
no, Phil is an excellent chef. I'm shocked that he would say this. Phil, I'm disappointed.
Well, even the chef's like in an Outburger, so.
Okay.
Really? All right. So anyway, it's selling out at every one of the Kentucky Fried Chicken stores. How do they do this? How do they get some wood and they pour fat over it to make it smell like that?
No, it's chemicals. It's chemicals. You're literally burning chemicals. Oh, it's horrible for you. You're burning chemicals and you're breathing that in. So this is wonderful for your lungs and for the kids' lungs. Just have at it, America.
They also have announced this week they're testing a new dipping sauce. You can, if you're a customer in Atlanta, Dallas, or D.C., here you go, Phil. You can add, sweet hot Cap City Mambo sauce. Huh? What do you think? It's sweet, spicy, and tangy. That's how they described it.
Well, that's not bad. That's probably pretty good.
How does that? Yeah. Is it now? Okay. So who has the better chicken? KFC, for a long time, they call it KFC because they can't call it chicken because it's not chicken. But now, because of the impact, excuse me, of Chick-fil-A, although that's a more expensive product, isn't it? Isn't Chick-fil-A more expensive than what you'd find at KFC or in the Burger King?
I have no idea. Yes, I've never been there, but I've always seen the lines wrapped around so significantly. Oh, but if you ever find yourself in Middle Tennessee, Hattie B's has the best chicken hands down.
Hattie B's.
That's where you can find the best chicken.
They're selling Chick-fil-A now at Public Markets down in Florida. Publix, I don't know, but Food Giant also. Why would you? I don't know. I'm going to go off on my toot. I ought not to do that. There's a meteor shower that's going to peak next week. Should be a good show as long as you don't have clouds in the sky. Night sky of, let's see, next, when's the 14th? Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday. The 14th. It'll be overnight from Monday to Tuesday. You got to pick a spot with a wide view. Like, you can't see it in New York. You're not going to see it in L.A. You're going to see it in any city with a lot of lights. Like me out in the farm, I'll be able to see it. It'd be cool. Meteor shower. You ever seen a meteor shower, either of you?
No, I've only seen some shooting stars, but when it's been really dark, you know, on the beach. So maybe if I get away from, like, where our village is here, we might be able to see something on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so we've had a new, astrologically, this past week may have been a little weird for some people because there was a new moon that was very powerful, and it'll be a full moon by the time this thing takes over. It's a clear sky.
The last full moon we had was so gigantic.
It was
that
big.
Even, you know how you, with your, usually with an iPhone or with any kind of smartphone, if you take a picture of the moon, it doesn't really come out that great. I could not believe the quality of the night shots that I got on my new iPhone. Oh my
good
gosh,
stuff.
The moon was huge.
48 past the hour on the Wednesday DJV show.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
If you're a business, you need to see every single hire, but you really don't want to go through every single resume. You need Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you get right away a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description the minute you sponsor a job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear.
please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
My online sales are through the roof. Now I need to get these orders out the door.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has you covered with custom packing materials, shipping supplies, and services for your business and holiday shipping. Now buy two, get one free on select premium shipping supplies. Plus get 25% off UPS Express shipping services. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Supplies offer ends 12/19/21. UPS offer ends 1/1/22. In-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen now with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Charles Curry is here to curry favor with you when it comes to movies and videos and DVDs. I don't know anybody who knows more about this stuff than Chucker, so we're going to tap into his brain. That's going to be a scary experience right after this.
The global cybersecurity leader CrowdStrike, recently named as one of the fastest-growing companies in North America, has just released the findings of its latest global ransomware study. It reveals that ransomware remains prolific, with payouts and extortion fees on the rise globally. It also highlights how customers are losing trust in Microsoft and legacy IT. CrowdStrike CTO Mike Santonis has more.
Our new research shows that the average ransomware demanded in the US was just over $1.79 million in 2021. And our report shows that 63% of respondents admitted that their organization is losing trust in suppliers such as Microsoft due to frequent security incidents. And it's hardly a surprise, with 66% of organizations globally admitting to suffering an attack in the last 12 months. With the rise in cyber attacks, the average payout has now increased by 63% in the last year, meaning it's crucial for businesses to protect themselves and their clients. So please visit CrowdStrike.com for more information about our survey and how we stop breaches.
Now see, this is the real Candyman. As far as I'm concerned, Chucker, not the other ones that have come about as a result of people wanting to capitalize on the success of this, the original Candyman music and movie. Why are we celebrating that today?
Because Sammy Davis Jr. was born this day, 1925, passed away in 1990. One of the more interesting careers in show business. He didn't sing that movie in the movie. The actor who played the candy store owner actually sang that song during that scene, but Sammy Davis
made a hit.
Embraced that song, and that helped market that movie very much. It was a big hit. Yep.
Yeah, it was a big hit. Yep. Michael Shannon and Jessica Chastain are going to be in a new movie about George and Tammy, George Jones, Tammy Wynette. They were married. He was a drunk. she tried to save him. It's a very interesting country story, and I think he's a great actor. I think she's fabulous. So this ought to be.
Yeah, I agree.
This ought to be a good. This ought
I can't
be
wait to
movie.
See Michael Shannon on the tractor because Tammy took his car keys away because he was drunk, and then he took the ride-on mower down to the liquor store. I can't wait to see that scene.
Yeah. Right.
I want to do a couple this day in movie history. Deer Hunter premiered. Michael Cimino's Deer Hunter premiered this day, December 8th, 1978. Went on to win the Oscar for Best Picture. Robert De Niro, Christopher Walken, and Meryl Streep. Well, I think that was Meryl Streep's first big screen appearance back in 1978. A great movie. It's interesting. Michael Cimino got so much fame for that movie, and then he went on to direct a movie called Heaven's Gate, and that movie bombed, and then his career pretty much vaporized after that. The business can be pretty cruel, but Deer Hunter was a great movie. And late comic Sam Kinison was also born this day, Doug, December 8, 1960.
He was a weird dude. Man, that guy
was hard to believe. He made one of the great appearances comic-wise in Rodney Dangerfield's Back to School in 1986, okay? So if Sam Kinison was born in 1963, that means he was only 23 years old when he appeared in Back to School. He looked like he was 40.
Yeah.
He was 30.
But he was dead by the time he was 40, didn't he?
He died in Belushi. He passed away in a, he got killed in a car accident in 1992. So I remember listening to Howard Stern in the car with my parents, and Howard and Sam were such good friends.
I thought Howard was just going to cry on the air. It was so sad.
Yeah, but that scene in Back to School is so, it's a legendary sequence, and it is so funny between two great comic talents, Sam Kinison and Ronnie Dangerfield. One other bit of movie news, Francis Ford Coppola says that his Godfather from 1972 will get a remastered 4K theatrical release in 2020 for the film's 50th anniversary. Hard to believe Godfather will be 50 years old. That means, Doug, the Poseidon Adventure, which also came out in 1972, will be 50 years old. You know, note to 20th Century Fox, which is now owned by Disney, re-release the Poseidon Adventure for its 50th.
All right, there you go. Did you see the People's Choice Awards last night?
I just saw the end of it. I saw the speech that Dwayne Johnson gave. That's pretty cool at the end.
Yeah, he was the only one that had any value. The rest of it was a garbage fest. It really was.
I don't think many people care.
I don't think many people care.
No, but it was good. He won. They had Action Star they were awarding, and they gave it that guy from the Chinese movie instead of, it should have gone to Daniel Craig, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, who else deserves it more than him, frankly? Especially given his age and all the things he had to do and he chose to do himself in the James Bond movie.
I do not disagree.
Thank you. That's good, Chucker. It's good for longevity not to disagree with me. That must be why you've been...
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.